Hello, and welcome to Around It About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Our top story today is about a couple of major health problems that are affecting local children. This story begins with a pediatrician, Dr. Alan Kaufman.
I'm the pediatrician here in Chattanooga at Highland Pediatrics, and the president of the Pediatric Healthcare Improvement Coalition here in Chattanooga.
15 years ago, Dr. Kaufman was a medical resident. Back then, he rarely saw children with type 2 diabetes. There are three main kinds of diabetes. Type 2 is the most common one, but children aren't really supposed to have it.
To have a child come in at 18 or 19 with type 2 diabetes was a remarkable thing. I mean, you would circle up the physicians and we would, you know, all talk about it, and it was, you know, it was this unique event.
In fact, type 2 diabetes used to be called adult onset diabetes. People didn't usually develop it until they were in their 40s. But today, things have changed.
And now it's becoming commonplace in, you know, 10, 11, 12-year-old kids.
This is part of a bigger problem. It's the reason why type 2 diabetes is on the rise. That reason? Obesity.
It is. I mean, that's a direct cause.
More and more kids are eating unhealthy diets, getting too little exercise, and becoming overweight. This leads to problems like type 2 diabetes, as well as high blood pressure, sleep apnea, and bone and joint problems.
You know, what we talk about now is we're starting to see young adults in their late 20s who are having significant hip and knee problems, having to have look at knee replacements just because of the damage from carrying that much weight on juvenile joints.
Obesity is a major challenge facing local children. Dr. Kaufman and other health professionals are concerned. 27% of Hamilton County students are either obese or overweight, according to a 2011 study from the Chattanooga-Hamilton County Health Department. John Bilderback works at the health department, and he puts it pretty bluntly.
Oh, it's epidemic level.
That's only one of two major challenges facing area kids. The second problem is asthma. It's significantly worse here than around the nation. According to the health department, about a third of high school students have been diagnosed. Cheryl Rogers is a registered nurse who works for the Hamilton County School System. She actually says asthma is our school system's number one health problem. It can be deadly.
A couple of years back, we had two children in a row to die from asthma attacks. They got sick at school, they were picked up by their parents, and they went home, and it was too late when EMS arrived.
Asthma rates are high for several reasons. Pollution is a factor. Also, smoking. Parents who smoke around their kids can make it hard for kids to breathe. There are also environmental factors, pollen from plants on the mountains and in the valleys.
So it's a beautiful town, but when you've got environmental allergies, it could be rough for you.
It turns out asthma and obesity are connected. It's not as simple as saying everyone who's obese gets asthma too, or vice versa, but one condition can influence the other. For example, being overweight can impair lung function, making asthma worse. Dr. Kaufman explains it.
Well, as you get into morbidly obese, those kids will have a lot more reflux and sleep apnea, which can increase your risk for asthma.
Conversely, asthma can lead to weight gain. Kids who can't breathe very well may not want to go outside and be active and get enough exercise. Dr. Danielle Mitchell is a local sports medicine doctor, and she says it can be kind of a vicious cycle.
And so we do know that if you have an obese child that's trying to be active or even going about daily activities, that they may struggle more with their lung function than a child who does not struggle with weight issues.
Because of these two major challenges and other ones like high rates of infant mortality, doctors are coming together and creating a formal coalition. It's called the Pediatric Healthcare Improvement Coalition for the Tennessee Valley, with Dr. Kaufman as the president.
We need to coordinate and collaborate in a much more efficient manner, because I think we need to be able to ask for resources better. We need to be able to map what's going on. And so that's, as a part of the Pediatric Healthcare Improvement Coalition, that's been our primary charge, is to look at our city from a pediatric health standpoint, identify what the real problems are, and then to map those out, and then to get the folks that are already working on those things together to talk about it.
The coalition's board has 14 members. It's not only pediatricians, but also community leaders and leaders of hospital systems, like the CEO of Children's Hospital at Erlanger. His name is Dr. Alan Court. Dr. Court says the board is an interesting mixture.
There are several pediatricians, mostly pediatricians, but there are also business people, people from the communication industry. So there's an interesting mix. Legal, so there's a
clergy,
yeah.
They've already started working on a strategic plan. In December, they hired a consulting group from Michigan to come in and identify stakeholders in pediatric health.
We've completed 55, 60 interviews with stakeholders and really looking at what things have worked in the past, what hasn't worked, where do we see the big problems are, what are the barriers to us being collaborative and moving forward.
So what will it take to improve children's health? There is no one simple solution, but some of the resources are already here. For example, getting kids to go out and be active, that could help with obesity. John Bilderback from the Health Department manages a program called Step One, an initiative to increase physical activity. He says parks can help.
I think in 2010, the first empirical study was done and published that showed that the more green space you had in your neighborhood, regardless of income and regardless of race, that the more green space you had in your neighborhood was empirically shown to have an impact on the individual's choices to be more active.
Many people may think, well, I don't live near a park, but parks are more common than people realize.
We've just recently finished mapping all the parks in Hamilton County, and we may have missed one or two, but we've got about 128 parks of varying sizes.
128?
Yeah.
I had no idea it was
from,
that many.
From anything under an acre all the way up to Enterprise South. So you've got a lot of parks that are huge and are destinations, and in a lot of cases you can't walk to from a neighborhood. But there's a lot of neighborhood parks that all they need is a little bit of tender love and care, and you'd be surprised at how many people will show up.
Back at Erlanger, Dr. Court and Dr. Kaufman sound optimistic that healthcare can be improved for local children. Dr. Kaufman says there's a great opportunity for change, and Dr. Court talks about raising community awareness.
The Annie Casey Foundation produces a scorecard for counties, looking at many different factors. And what we probably need to do is to have a scorecard, whether we put it up at AT&T Field or wherever we put it, but basically have a scorecard someplace around the city that really says, how are we doing around children's health? Because that's the key to where we're going to be in 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.